This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, heartbreak for the royal family as the Queen's husband, Prince Philip, passes away at age 99.
He has quite simply been my strength and stay all these years.
Will Harry and Meghan return to London for the funeral? Plus, DMX dead at 50, 1 week after a massive heart attack. E.T. remembers the rapper.
How could you not love him?
Then, Lord, make me a the Glee cast reunites.
We're very proud to honor our incredible friend, Naya Rivera, tonight.
They're touching tributes to Naya and an update on her 5-year-old son.
Her best role was her being a mom.
Plus, why 7 of your favorite shows are coming to an end.
It's crazy because this has been like my best season so far.
The long-running TV series saying goodbye.
What?
E.T. starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We begin with sad news. Here's tonight's top story.
Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, has died. Outside Buckingham Palace in Windsor Castle, mourners paid tribute with flowers. Just hours later, the royal family discouraged it, citing crowd issues amid COVID regulations. The pandemic is also impacting Prince Philip's funeral, which will be small and private.
It's going to take place at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. It's the same place that Harry and Meghan got married. It's also a place that's considered a family chapel rather than a public gathering space.
This was Prince Philip's last official public appearance at a ceremony to mark the transfer of one of his military titles in July of 2020. The 99-year-old was last seen arriving at Windsor Castle last month after leaving the hospital where he underwent a heart procedure and stayed for 28 days. His passing comes as the palace is in turmoil.
Did you blindside the Queen?
No.
It's now been 33 days since Prince Harry and Meghan sat down with Oprah for an interview that rocked the royal family. Today, the couple posted this heartfelt tribute on their charity's website. The big question, will they fly to London for the funeral?
Meghan, as we know, is heavily pregnant at the moment. She is not far away from the arrival of baby number 2. And so there will be many conversations that will have to take place before she could even consider traveling over here to the UK. I would imagine that there will be a very likely scenario that Harry is over here representing the entire Sussex family.
William and Kate and the kids were out of town and are likely returning to London. As for Queen Elizabeth, she has begun 8 official days of mourning.
It means she's no longer involved with any royal matters other than private family matters. This is a moment that she really needs for herself.
Of course, Philip's biggest legacy, his epic love story with the Queen.
I never thought of it as a role. I mean, it's just a way of life, and it's just, I just got on with what seems to be the sensible thing to do under the circumstances.
He is someone who doesn't take easily to compliments, but he has quite simply been my strength and stay all these years.
Philip and the Queen were married for over 73 years. While Elizabeth continued to make appearances even during the pandemic, in 2017, Philip retired from official royal duties. There were a few rare sightings, including Harry and Meghan's wedding, and a year later, he was photographed when he first met his great-grandson, Archie. Per royal protocol, Philip always had to walk a few paces behind the Queen. Even though he was born into royalty himself, the prince said he didn't mind taking a backseat to his wife once she became queen.
It had much less effect on our married life than I anticipated. And then after an interval of 10 hectic years, we had two more children and were more or less settled into our new way of life.
In 1947, Philip was a naval officer when he wed the then Princess Elizabeth. He was actually a third cousin to his bride. But unlike many royal marriages from the past, theirs was a true love match. For many, a view inside Philip and Elizabeth's marriage came from The Crown.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, sir.
No.
Come on, just one.
Matt Smith played the prince on the Netflix drama when the couple was young and full of passion, while Tobias Menzies portrayed the more dutiful husband in their middle-aged years.
I barely knew my own father.
Philip and the Queen were the parents of four and grandparents to eight children. William and Harry were open with their affection for their grandparents.
I have regularly asked them both how on earth they managed it, because they are, you know, the most lovely couple. And I hope Catherine and I have the same sort of future ahead of us.
In a BBC special, William and Harry commented on candid home movies of their grandfather from his younger days.
Look how good-looking grandpa is there. He's an absolute stud. Hey?
Yeah.
Those glasses, slick-back hair.
Watch the birdie.
This is when you think to yourself, how many photo things like this have they had to sit for?
Yes, he was often seen as just the consort of the Queen, but Philip was able to joke about his role within the monarchy.
You've now seen the world's most experienced pluck on
there. I think if you always keep saying that it's in the public interest that people should behave in a particular way, you know, you end up by being pushed around.
Another sad passing, rapper DMX. The 50-year-old, whose real name was Earl Simmons, died peacefully at White Plains Hospital in New York with family by his side. The father of 15 had been placed on life support after suffering what doctors described as a catastrophic cardiac arrest.
My music is not just for the moment. It's forever. Y'all gonna make
me lose my cool. He had recently relapsed from substance abuse. Friend Craig Broadhead told us DMX's distraught fiance, Desiree, was holding out hope at a vigil earlier this week.
They have a little son, Exodus. His mission was his children.
Memorial service details are still being finalized. Another famous face being remembered, Naya Rivera, who was honored with a tribute at last night's GLAAD Media Awards. Here comes the
sun. Some friends of mine got together so they could remember Naya and remind you, don't stop believing.
Hey guys, hello.
Many of Naya's Glee co-stars reunited virtually to mark the 10th anniversary of her character Santana coming out on the show. The cast also honored Naya for her best role as mom.
I love you.
We became much better friends when we both had children, and to see her put all that energy into her son was just an incredible sight to see.
We spoke to two of Naya's co-stars 5 months after they reunited at the lake where she drowned. Josie is now 5 years old and living with his dad, actor Ryan Dorsey.
How is Josie? You know, I think the most important thing is that he feels loved, he feels supported by all of us because we are family. What a strong little boy.
E.T. has learned that Naya's sister, Nikayla, was also helping to raise him. Today, our source says Josie's doing well, adding, he's the sweetest, happiest little boy, and there is no shortage of love in his life.
Well, one of the biggest things that has gotten us all through this pandemic is watching some good old comfort TV, right? And that's why it's going to be harder than ever to say goodbye to some favorites that are ending this year.
I know we're onto them, and this was a warning.
It's crazy because this has been like my best season so far.
MacGyver himself, Lucas Till, reacted to the cancellation news, saying 5 years ago he was nervous to take up the mantle of an icon. I'm like the Roger Moore of MacGyver's now, thanks to your support, LOL. MacGyver's end comes after the announcement that two more CBS shows won't be coming back, NCIS New Orleans and Mom.
It has morphed a lot.
It has morphed quite a bit from the beginning.
Into relationships between these women.
I don't have five hands, Tammy. Help me out. Sure, I love waitressing on my night off.
The final episode will air May 13th, but did the show discontinue because of Anna Faris's surprising exit? Nope.
And you know who I have to thank for that? Me.
Actually, Allison has her own theory about why the comedy was canceled.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
There's so many reasons behind that, most of them probably money. Having a lot of moments where I'm just standing on set and taking it in and looking at all the faces I've looked at for 8 years.
Welcome to World of Dance. Are you having fun here? So much fun.
There are going to be moments where you're rejected. You have to face a lot of rejection to get to the yes. However many yeses I've had in my career, I've probably had 5 times as many no's.
And unfortunately, it was a no from NBC to bring back J-Lo and company for another season of World of Dance. The CW Supergirl also ends after 6 seasons, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been canceled again.
What was that?
Listen to how quiet it is. It's so peaceful.
And for Tim Allen fans, the countdown begins. There's 6 episodes left, including the hour-long series finale of Last Man Standing that airs May 20th on Fox. Producers have been preparing for the goodbye with must-see episodes like Mike meeting Tim the Tool Man Taylor and this sentimental home improvement nod.
I miss Wilson.
Oh, I used to say that. Well, just let us know if we're going to get canceled so we can write us out. And they told us up front, said, okay, this will be your last season. And it was like, why did you have to say
it? It's your fault. It's all your fault. I blame you.
That's a new one.
And of course, we've already had to say goodbye to WandaVision on Disney Plus, but don't feel too bad because that was always planned as a one and done. At least we do have the Falcon and the Winter Soldier now, and I love it. Meanwhile, on NBC, Zoe is hitting an extraordinary milestone. As the cast celebrates a major achievement, Jane Levy reveals never-before-told secrets about the show.
Spoiler alert, TV is not real.
Then, behind the scenes of Brad Pitt's new side hustle. And Mariska Hargitay's real-life husband, Peter Herman, coming back to SVU.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We're not doing this telling you what happened on Chainless last week anymore. We're sick of it.
Yeah, we quit.
It's over.
Just not doing it.
It insults your intelligence.
They don't pay us enough.
Would they pay you guys for this?
Oh, we're gonna miss these family fights. Shameless is coming to an end this Sunday on Showtime after 11 seasons. E.T.'s been on set many times, and Shanola Hampton told us she's already up for a reunion show.
I'd love to see where these characters are 10 years from now or 15 years from now. And I am very pleased with this finale. I think people will feel satisfied.
All right, Lauren, here's a little Shameless nugget for you. Ready for this? Jane Levy got her start on that show during the first season back in 2011.
Well, I think you might be my knight in shining armor.
That was the very first time I ever walked on any sort of movie set. Like, the first time I'd ever seen a camera. It's just wild that show, the first job I ever had, the show's still on the air.
Of course, now Jane's moved on to Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. The show is hitting a milestone, 100 musical dance numbers this Sunday on NBC. And get this, Jane did not know how to sing or dance before landing the gig.
Some people wait a lifetime.
What kind of training did you put yourself through?
I took singing lessons in Los Angeles with Eric Vitros, an incredible coach. He's Bette Midler's coach and Ariana Grande, no big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dancing, I would take Zumba classes, actually.
Another fun secret involves Jane's recently cut new do.
Cut to me getting a phone call from a producer after this interview.
What'd you do?
No, it's okay. I actually wear a wig on the show. Spoiler alert, TV is not real.
By the way, the cast told me the next artist they want to do a song from, Beyonce.
Oh, I'm with it. And they did their 100th dance number. Let's do our first. You ready? Right, left, right. Ready? One, two, three. Right, left, right.
Michelle.
See what I'm saying?
An Emmy for the choreo, Michelle. Yes.
All right, well now, let's turn to some extraordinary movie stars. In fact, they are a thunder force.
What's that smell? It's the suits!
Melissa McCarthy's got super strength, but how'd they come up with the idea to make Jason Bateman a mutant crab?
What are you looking at?
It's so fun, and it's so dumb.
Plus, Katy Perry makes a surprising love life confession.
Just needed to escape.
As a TV love triangle comes to an end, how fans will react to the final season of Younger.
Will they cry? Will they throw things at their TVs?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Katy Perry gave birth to daughter Daisy 7 months ago, and last night she dropped some oh-so-relatable post-baby confessions at the GLAAD Media Awards.
We lived in sweats every single day. Some of us even went up a couple of sizes. I did. I also had a baby. And the sex dried up. Yeah. I hope it all comes back.
Orlando confirmed that bedroom tidbit last month. He was asked by the Guardian newspaper, "How often do you have sex?" His response, quote, "Not enough. We just had a baby, though." This is no big deal. Katy did tell me she's exhausted with the whole work-life balance thing.
I want to wear my pajamas all day. I get zero amount of sleep these days.
Not only is Katy in the middle of American Idol, but the 36-year-old also has a rumored Las Vegas residency deal in the works for later this year. Don't be afraid to
catch fish. Yeah, I just gave birth. I'm like doing 16-hour days and, you know, nothing else. I'm so grateful. I'm finding my footing. How about that? I'm finding my footing. Feels with
me. Well, there are some amazing superpowers in the new Netflix comedy Thunder Force. Melissa McCarthy has incredible strength. Octavia Spencer has invisibility. And Jason Bateman has crab hands?
The hell are you?
You'd think Cancer, but Capricorn, actually.
Okay, can we talk about these crab arms? How do you dream that up?
Well, Ben's the weirdo that came up with it.
Crab, we got a situation here.
Handle it, Kenny.
I'm writing it in real time, and now I go down and, you know, tell Melissa what I'm up to. She's like, what have you been doing? Like, here's why. You love a crab. And she's like, I love it. That's pretty great. Pitching it to Bateman, who, again, he's one of our best friends. Like, I was like, hey, do you want to be a crab? And he's like, okay.
What are you looking at?
My character became a crab due to an unfortunate thing that happened on his honeymoon. Up from this radioactive reef jumped a radioactive crab and got him on his...
Try not to break, but at the end of the tape, everybody would just erupt into laughter. And so it was hard to keep it together on a lot of things.
Keeping it together is no easy feat whenever Melissa is involved, especially when you throw in superpowers.
I can't hear you because I'm literally throwing a bust.
In Netflix's Thunder Force, out now, Melissa flies high to stop bad guy Bobby Cannavale. Thankfully, he was kept on the ground.
You take things for granted, like running. I just turned 50 last year, and it's not to say that I don't know how to run. I know how to run. Ain't nothing worse than seeing yourself run when you're trying to look tough. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, what's that smell? It's the suits!
We would do, like, action things, like,
oh, I punch you, I take the punch, and then cut, we're like, hug!
Come on, Bobby, it gets greater later.
Better with age?
Age ain't nothing but a number, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's another cast that is really there for each other. I'm talking about the stars of Younger. Listen to what Molly Bernard told us when we asked about co-star Hilary Duff's new daughter.
Hilary, you know, just had a baby.
Yeah, I came to LA to be here for her birth.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing. She's the strongest, most graceful, fierce person I've ever met in my life. It permanently changed my life watching her do that.
How is she doing?
She's great. She's amazing. It's all good.
Hilary was actually pregnant with baby May while she shot the entire final season of Younger.
She started carrying this big clutch at one point during the season and would just hold it right up here to kind of in her belly.
I just heard the news.
Liza Miller, will you marry me?
Oh my God.
After 7 seasons, the Liza, Josh, Charles love triangle will finally be resolved, so we just had to know.
Josh, Charles, who is it?
Once I read how it ended, I went, oh, it could not have ended any other way. Like, I felt like the writers nailed it.
Josh, Charles, no one?
I mean, I've always said Team Liza. The show is about the female characters and their own relationships that they have with each other and the world.
How do you think the fans will react? How did you react when you read those final pages the first time?
I thought that what was really beautiful was that the ending was so earned and it really came out of what has come before.
Will they cry? Will they throw things at their TVs? What will they do?
Depends on the fan. We'll have some criers, we'll have some throwers, we'll have, I think, all of the above.
Before Younger, Peter was actually on Law & Order SVU, where he met his real-life wife, Mariska Hargitay.
Could we see you popping up again, you know, Law & Order SVU, maybe over on the new show? What do you think?
From your mouth to God's ears, once I stop chasing my kids around, which I now get to do a lot of, I keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, that sounds like something happened, sir.
Keep your eyes peeled. That's all I'll say. You're getting nothing else. Just keep your eyes peeled.
I felt like he knows something we don't.
When I sent that through the Nichelle cycle, oh. I heard it's happening.
He manifested it.
Up next,
Brad Pitt turns fashion designer. Irish and West Indians share black.
Hey, everyone. It's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, we're just about out of time for tonight's show, but here's one more thing for you to check out as we say goodnight. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Way back in 1974.
Add fashion designer to Brad Pitt's resume. He's created BP's signature for Brioni. And the evening wear is modeled after this suit Brad wore when he won the Oscar for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's our highest honor, the biggest of the biggest, and it'll be exciting to, you know, get back to work again.
You also get Brad's autograph. His initials are in every piece.
And everything came so clear. Just
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.